Good morning. Mincha this afternoon is at 8:10 p.m. and Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Mesechta Parah. We are in the 12th parak. Mishnayos Hey and Dalet and Hey. The Mishnah yesterday had finished off by telling us that you can do a sprinkling of a Parah Aduma water from a on a large number of people at one time. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamazim Echalon Shel Rabim, if a person sprinkles from a Chalon Shel Rabim in the Beis Hamikdash, they had this big upper level, big window, where the Kohen would be able to go ahead and be mazen, sprinkle onto a lot of people at once. So what happens if a person uses that, he's standing underneath the window, and he gets sprinkled by the Parah Aduma water, v'nichnas l'mikdash, and the fellow who was just sprinkled now knows that he can go into the mikdash. V'nimtzu amayim sulam, and then they announce, whoops, the water was no good. So in such a situation, he doesn't have to assume that he has to check to see if the water was kosher in order to be able to do hazah. And so therefore, the fact that he went into the mikdash while he was tamei pater, he would be exempt from having to atone for that situation. But mechalon shel yachid, if it was a private window, like a teller window, he's the only guy that's there. V'nechnas l'mikdash, and then he goes into the mikdash, v'nimtzu amayim sulim, and it turns out that the water was no good. So under that circumstance, chayav, he's going to be held liable. Why is that? Because in a private situation, a one-on-one, so he has a responsibility to check. The commentaries point out over here that this is an issue of Safik Tuma Birshus HaRabim versus Safik Tuma Birshus HaYachid. Generally speaking, we hold that when a person has a doubt about a Tamei situation, so in the public domain, he would be exempt. But in the private domain, he'd be liable. So the Chalon Shel Tzibur is a public domain. The Chalon Shel Yachid, private domain. Aval Kohen Gadol says the Mishnah, Bein Mechalon Shel Yachid, Bein Mechalon Shel Rabim. When we're dealing with a Kohen Gadol, doesn't matter what window he uses, Pater, he'd be exempt in that situation. Shein Kohen Gadol Chayav, Al B'yas Mikdash, the Kohen Gadol, we're told, is not Chayav for coming into the Mikdash Tameh. Right? His sin is considered, he is a man of the Tzibur, and so his sins are the sins of a Tzibur, and so therefore, he is not going to be Chayav for coming into the Mikdash Tameh. Under those circumstances, machlikin hayu lifnei chalon shel rabim, they would also create slippage under this public window. In other words, the water would last and land on the ground. They didn't rush to mop it up. V'darsin v'lo nimnim, they would walk on it. They wouldn't hold back. They used to say that the Parah Aduma water, once the water has been utilized, doesn't create a tumah. Ochisu hator bekardam hatame. Let's say I have an axe, and I have an axe to grind, but the axe is tame, and the axe is an avatuma, right? And I pick it up with my garment. If I would pick it up by hand, that would make me a rishon the tuma. But I use the garment becomes a rishon. That garment can't now come ahead and make me tame. So mazalav, you can go ahead and sprinkle onto the axe. Now, afal pishiyei shalav kidei hazoya, even though the axe will now have enough water on it where I can sprinkle with the axe, which could be a problem, still, Torah, the person's going to stay Torah, right? How much is the amount, now that you mentioned the amount for sprinkling, how much is the amount of Kedei Hazoya? Says the Mishnah, Kedei Shiatpo Rosh Givolim V'Yazig, right? It's enough for a person to get just the heads of the Ezov, the heads of the Hysip inside, and still be able to sprinkle. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Ro'on Osam, Kilu Hein Al Ezov Shal Nechoshes. Givolim, the Hysip sometimes absorbs, and so the amount needed would be a little bit more than just the standard amount. And so Rabbi Huda says it's a smaller amount. You have to see the hysip as though it's made out of copper. There is no absorbency in that situation. If it maintains the amount, Kadesha Yaza, it would be a problem in terms of creating a tuma going further. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.